And what sort of bothers me, even though I'm accruing to these studies, what makes me uncomfortable about them is that if the experimental arm, the addition of bevacizumab for not just 6 months, but a total of 12, is positive, then, in fact, we've lengthened the overall duration of adjuvant therapy for colon cancer patients. Now, is Avastin our hormonal therapy? So is this something that then we would keep going? Because if that's positive, the next trial is 1 year of Avastin versus two or maybe three to see if continuing the therapy adds further to the survival with this still for 6 months adjuvant. So I worry that without having an Avastin chemo for 6 months only, a third arm, if you will, that we're going down a pathway that will take us a decade to come back around if we're wrong.
It's interesting, the analogy between Avastin and hormonal therapy. Of course, Avastin is given intravenously. But aside from that, in terms of sort of side effects profile, do you see it disturbing patients or causing problems?
Not too bad. I think it's overall pretty well tolerated. Of course, we do have hypertension issues, and we do have these sort of scary side effects of stroke and bowel perforation, heart attack. It's not clear that the length of time that you're on it will increase the incidence of those side effects. And I guess what we're risking in these adjuvant trials is, let's say there is benefit from the combination, but let's say that extra 6 months, you have a low incidence, but an incidence of stroke and heart attack. Well, that in the end could shoot us in the foot and wash out any benefit that we had up front.